for us to dwell together in unity and love, brother. Give me love and mercy this morning. I need mercy, not judgment. I need prayer. I need hope and faith this morning to bear me along, Brother Rush. I hope you can pray. I'm just a man like these brothers. Just a very weak vessel. I consider myself to be the least among you, brethren. I love you this morning, and I know you love me. Why do I know that this morning? I can hug your necks. I can feel the embrace of God's love flowing from breast to breast. He said it's like fire shut up in the bones. Sometimes the word of the Lord is in my heart. In me, he said, like wine without a vent. Sometimes we get weary along life's journey. There's many people, I told my wife, there's many people, they don't have nowhere to lay down tonight. I've got a home. I've got love in my home. I've got peace in my heart. You're talking about Christmas, people. You're talking about the greatest gift that was ever given. I received that night, brethren, when I cried mightily unto the Lord. And the Lord heard my cry. And he picked my feet out of the mire and the clay. Set my feet upon a solid rock. Established my goings and put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name. If I don't do nothing else to do, let me praise my God. I'm not for what he's going to do. I'm on what he's already done for me. God, give us eternal life. And is this life, brother, as in his son today. Bless the son of righteousness. He said would rise with healing in his wing. Oh, in that day he cried and said, amen. A man shall be as a hiding place, and as a rock in a weary land, and as a covert from the storm. Brother, I don't know about you, but I have many storms of life. Oh, but like be to God, the shadow of his wing overshadow me, helps me carry on down through life's journey, brother. This morning, I thought coming down the road, this was my thought was on my mind. I don't know whether God will give me anything from it or not, but it's true, brethren. Talk the talk and walk the walk, my brethren. Don't be as the Pharisees. Brethren, I stood on the corner. You know, two men went up to pray one time into the temple. The one man stood and said, look what I've done. I've given that for my good. I've done so many wonderful things. How he bragged and how he cried, and so the people can hear and see. I'm taking glory upon himself. But brother, I declare God would not look under that kind of a spirit this morning. Here's what God wants you. The walk the walk and talk the talk, friend. Oh, the other man, I wouldn't much lift up his eyes under the heaven. I've smote upon his breast. I've smote on my breast a many a night. Brethren, crying for mercy. Crying, Lord, please have mercy on me. I want you to know, God, have mercy. But I'm still crying for mercy. I'm still quivering. Brethren, for the mercies of God. Which one of thee you think was justified in the sight of God? Brethren, when they left that, the man that cried for mercy, brethren, he talked the talk and he walked the walk to the Lord. Brethren, when the, there's another time, there was a little man that was wild upon a mountain, brethren. Oh, friend, They couldn't bind him. The fetters couldn't hold him. Brother Noah, they tried to hold him. No doubt he was a wild man, and he dwelt among the tomb. Brother, I don't know about you, but I was a wild man, and I dwelt among the tomb. I dwelt among the dead. I don't know, brother, the day I was out there in the waste town and wilderness, where the wild and doleful bird was at. But as the wild gathering that day when Jesus come on, where he was then, the devils begin to cry, all begin to cry, brother. They knew who Jesus was. Why they come to torment us before our time, brother. What is your name? Jesus asked them, our name are legion, for we are many. Look out in this sinful and adulterous generation today. There's men possessed with devils, brother, more than one, if you will. Listen today, brother. But Jesus said unto the devil, be ye cast out. And they said, if you cast us out, cast us into the herd of swine. Brethren, swine representing sin, my brother. Listen, and he cast them out, and they went into the herd of the swine, and run down the deep plain, and perished in the sea. And you know, I was preaching one day, and this is what the Lord gave me on that. Brother, the day, Brother Greg, he said, this is the type and fear of the sin that I told Israel. I'll cast your sin into the depths of the sea, and I'll never be remembered again. I'm glad that he said, I'll cast your sin as far as the east is from the west. Would God forgive you? He don't dig up bones along the way. No, we're new creatures in Christ. Behold, all things become new. We're new in the Lord. I don't know about you, brother, but I'm like a wild gathering. I feel new this morning in the Lord. Brother, and this wild gathering, he wanted to follow the Lord, but the Lord suffered him not, but told him to go home and talk the tongue and walk the walk, my brother. Jesus would heal many, brother, and say, don't tell it, no, don't tell it. But straightway they preached it abroad. They spoke to everyone that come in contact with them. The little man he healed the eyes of. Listen today, brother. They said, well, how did you receive your sight? A man called Jesus made a little ointment on the crown. Knowing my eyes, and I was able to see. I remember the night when Jesus anointed my eyes with the eyes. With the oil of gladness, if you will, brother, which I believe is grace. Bless that grace today. I thought of the virtue, oh sister. People cry, a little wall here, a little wall there. If you're going to receive healing, it's going to take the virtue to come down. That the little woman reach out and tug. Brother, for 38 years, I believe, she was bound down and tried many position, but when she tugged the hem of his garment, there come out virtue out of him. Friend, they come out, if you will. I believe the oil of gladness, and he was healed, brethren. Every man that was healed has been healed by the oil that come down to the golden pine and poured out into the golden bowl. I blessed that all the day. Sometime I can feel it has come like air. Brother, when they poured the anointing oil over his head, my brother, and run down over his beard. Can't you see it sometime, brother? I could feel it all over me. It ran down over his skirt and down, brother. And that oil this morning, friend, I want you to get a little drink of the day. Get a little taste of it. What's it going to do for you, friend? It'll bring healing to your soul. You take away the stony heart. You'll put a new heart in there. Even a heart of flesh, brother, that you can feel with, that you can love with. What manner of love had this man for you that he gave his only begotten Son. What manner of love had the Father bestowed upon you that you should be called the sons of God? And if sons, then heirs, and then if heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, brethren, then being made heirs with Him, we're heirs to the Heavenly Father. And my Father, that He said, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the gold and the silver is mine. He said, if I was a hungry, I would not have asked of you. Listen, brother, because He owns it all this morning. In this world, you can have eternal life. And in the world to come, life everlasting. Listen, just goes on and on. If you've been born again, you're born into the kingdom of God, which part of it is on the side of the grave and part of it's on that side. Some say, well, how can you prove that? He said, in whom the whole family, what is the whole, brethren? Is it not the complete part? In whom the whole family, both in heaven and in the earth, is named. That at the name of Jesus, you're talking about a name this morning, brethren. That name is exalted above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every tongue should confess, every tongue, every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess. But this is the way it's going to be, friend. If you don't confess on the side of the grave, there's coming a day coming when you're going to confess. Yes, today, but it's going to be too late. You're going to cry for the wrong, and the mountains will fall upon you, and to hide them from the face of Him that sits upon the throne, and whom the heavens and the earth is going to fade away, brother. This man, brother, has gone all power in heaven and the earth. Brother, they crucified Him and nailed Him on a cross that day. But when He returns again, He's not coming to be spit upon. He's not coming to be crucified. He's not coming to wear a purple robe. No, brother, but He's coming, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's got a long white robe on. John saw Him on the Isle of Patmos. I'm going to say it this like this, brother. When He ascended into the heaven, He didn't have the glorified body that He has today. For the eyes of man couldn't live to look upon Him. But John on the Isle of Patmos, I believe he's seen Him, brother, in His glorified body. His eyes was as the flame of fire, and His head and His hair was white like wool. Listen today, friend. He had a long white robe on. Brother, he was girded about the pattern with a golden girdle, and His feet had been burned in a fire burning. I want you to know, friend, there's nowhere God wouldn't go for you. He'd walk in the fire for His children. Brother, He walked the tops of the mountain. He walked along and let us walk along. Right behind Him, brother, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of the stranger they will not follow, but they know not the voice of stranger. And our Lord God, I just know that little old still voice. I can just hear Him crying to me sometimes, son, come over this way, go over here, go over there. God, help me to be sensitive to Your Spirit, Lord. Let me follow Jesus. Why do you want to follow Jesus? Because, brethren, he has eternal life. Alive, where you're going to live and never die. But if you don't follow him, you're going to die, never die. In the lake of fire, this brother was trying to preach about, was telling you about. Lake of fire, he said, blessed and holy is he that had part in the burn. Resurrection on such the second day, have no power, which is in the lake of fire. And some might say, well, now, this first resurrection is the 1,000 years that they're talking about. Now, Jesus didn't say it that way, brother. Jesus said it like this. I am the first resurrection. I am the first. I am the last. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end, brother. And he that believeth in me shall never perish. Oh, brother, ain't it good to know that if you got part in the first resurrection, brother, that you got a seal upon you. Yes, the seal, brother, that the world don't know nothing about. Brother, this seal, and the writer said, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are here. How does he know you? By being born again, by taking part, brother, in the day of that tree of life, by drinking from the fountain that'll never run dry, by eating all the bread that Moses and him couldn't eat all. Moses, they ate all manna in the wilderness. But Jesus said, he that eateth all this bread shall die. Amen. But I am, oh, there's that I am again. I am the bread that come down out of heaven that a man can eat thereof and never die. It's everlasting this morning. If you drink of that fountain and eat all that bread, I'm going to say this morning that you'll talk the tongue and you'll walk the walk, brother. I walk about Zion, the writer said. Consider her palaces. Behold her board. Brother, today, what a city we have. This city, brother, she is a beautiful one. He said this song shall be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city, salvation of God appoint for walls and for bulwark. What do you got around you, friend? Oh, you've been born again. You're part of the city of God, and the salvation of the Lord is as the hills and the mountain that is around Jerusalem. So is the Lord around and about his people. How long, brother? Hence forth and forever, he said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. I pray and I cry sometimes, brother, and the Lord's always there for me. I can hear him say, I'm here, son. Don't you worry. I've got it all under control. My little wife worries so much about her wayward daughter. And I tell her the Lord has got it all under control. Just lean upon the Lord, brother. He'll make the way. He'll call the call. Just walk the walk before and talk the talk. They'll see your good word and glorify your Father. You can't make saints out of them, but you can sure show them how good it is to be one. I'd rather be a saint of God this morning and called an old-time Christian man and own the care and own all the silver there is in the world and have the name of being the president of the United States. Listen, the day he said, he said, whom he had made under our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign with him upon the earth. Listen today. Bless the reign that we're reigning with him. Glory to his name. We're reigning in the kingdom today, brother.
where there's life. He said he'll make Jerusalem. He said he'll make Zion a solitude plain, a place of quietness. The doleful bird wouldn't be there. No lion's whelp has ever trotted that land. The vulture's eye can't even see it. Well, how are you going to see it, brother? You must have your eyes anointed with thyself. You must be able to walk to walk and talk to talk. Bless the Lord today. Just take me up. Take me up to the house of the Lord. There I want to hear words commanded of thee. There I want to sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of our God. Brethren, I love him because he first loved me. Listen to him today. If you don't know him, call upon him. He said, call upon me while I may be found. Seek me in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw nigh, or the years of seven when thou have no pleasure in them. Oh, listen, when the mourners I'll go about the street, and more less than you can. Thank you, Lord, today, for that old time religion. Bless them when I'm gone and said that I've laid my body down. I listen in the cold, cold grave. I'm not going to be worried about this life no more. I'm going to be satisfied in the arms of the Lord. That's where perfect peace is. He said, as the world, he said, the world can give this peace, brethren. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world give I unto thee. I give him peace that flows like a river, that come down from the throne, out of the land this morning. Thank you, Will, this morning. brethren, I'm glad. I'm glad that he said it like this. In that great city, brethren, one day, we're not going to need the moon or the light of the stars or the sun to shine. But God in the Lamb be the light of that city. Brethren, we're not hungry no more. I'll wipe all tears from your eyes. We're not going to cry. All crying and sighing is going to be faded away. Behold, I may call things new in that city, brethren. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've completed him today. I'm not complete today. No, this old natural man you look at, brethren, he's so weak and filled with so much trouble. But in that day when I'm like Brother Jimmy, when I raise in his likeness, I'm not going to have to worry no more. I'm not going to worry about this whole flesh and where the old wicked one troubles me so much in my body. But brother, I'm going to get new flesh in that morning. I'm going to look like my Savior in that day when I raise in his likeness. I want to look like him. I want to talk like him. When I'm living here, it needs to be Christ-like. I want to just be like him. I want to walk like him. I want to talk like him. I want to follow and every step that he took, brethren. Brethren, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be as theirs. Brethren, for they died for the testimony of the Lord. Let my testimony be in him, yea, and not nay. No, in him is yea this morning. Friend, if you don't know him, call upon him while he's near. Seek him while you still have the Spirit of strife in you. You may have life, but if you're the Spirit of God, don't strive and call you to repentance. You cannot repent, friend. You must work while it's day, but when night comes, no man can work. Work while the Lord is calling. I declare, listen to what he said. I stand with outstretched arm, and I'm crying, come unto me, O ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For I'm God, and beside me there is none other. There's no other Savior. There's no other God. God said, I know not any. I'm God, and beside me, Brother Ron, there is none other. The God that be ordained of God. Brother Nance, in that morning, he's going to destroy this wicked one. And God's going to get glory out of him again, Brother, when he destroys him in the lake of fire. That's what his purpose is, Brother. And you don't want to go there, friend. No, you don't want to go there where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You don't want to go where the fire never quenched. You don't want to go down there where the things is always gloom. He said where they'll go down and down. It's a lake, friend. A fire, and you're going to sink and sink. You're not going to be walking around having communication with your friends. No, you're going to be weeping and gnashing against each other because of pain and suffering. You're going to be crying, but the cry is not going to go up. The Lord, the mercy seat, is going to be closed. And when the mercy seat is closed, friend, you're not going to have a right to the tree of life. And that day, I pray, I beg it unto you with everything in me. Call upon him while the Spirit is leading you. Seek him. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Oh, come and go. I'm pleading unto him, Brother Rush. I was washed out there. I remember the cries of the old brethren as they cried, and it cut my heart like a knife. God, and I would pray, Lord, a little longer, Lord. I always believe, this is what I always believe. If I continue to pray with everything in me, God, God, you won't let me die until you hear me. Brother, I declare, if you are really honest in your heart and cry everything in you, God won't let a praying man go down. The prayer from the lips is not about anything with God, brother. He only looks on the heart. Who with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Listen today, friend, seek him while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. He's a calling unto you. He's a calling. He wants you to walk the walk. He wants you to talk the talk, brethren. He wants you to be a Christian. And to be a Christian is to be Christ-like, brother. I want to be like him. I want to walk like him and talk like him, brethren. Why? Because when men look at me, they'll say, surely, this man is a man of God. And I want to go to heaven because I love what he's got. He's so happy. I've had people at work. Tell me, why do you come in here of a morning us whistling, and you're so happy? They've been out drunk all night. They were sick, brother. I declare, brother, the Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard. Listen, but he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be in Mount Zion. He'll mount up with wings. He'll run and he won't be worried. Oh, brethren, when the Lord is with you, you can overcome all things. Through Jesus Christ, we can overcome all things. Bless him today. I love him, brother. I've never got it such a fix. I can't. I tell you, brother, I couldn't get enough words out. I wish there was more room in my heart, with more in my room in my lungs sometimes to get more words out. I try for everything in me. I want you to hear, friend. I want you to hear what God is saying. If you hear what he's saying, you'll go to heaven with me, friend. You'll seek him the night. You won't let the day of the night come until you'll begin to call. And you won't let up until Jesus comes in. Some say, well, it takes me 10 years and 5 years and 20 years. Friend, I'll tell you how long it's going to take you. That's how long it's you're going to come willing to give up the old flesh and give God your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. I don't know how long that's going to take you. But I declare if you come willing to do that, he's promised I will save you. I will save you, friend. And when you get salvation, you'll get something that'll keep you, friend. You won't have to keep hit. No, brother, I'd have been gone.
I'd have been gone a long time ago. I'd like the writer had said, I'd have fainted, except I'd believe to see the Lord in the land of the living. Brethren, I declare today, I get worried on the journey, but there's a little light a shining and a guide in my footpath along the way. He said, in the light of the path of the righteous, shine more and more unto a perfect day. Blessed a perfect day, Brother Greg, when we can go home to be with Jesus. When we can get in that new body and leave the former things, we'll be done away with. Behold, I make all things new. Sing, brother.
God bless you.
I'm not going to get done here today.
Thank you, Lord.
While these brethren sing, if God's forgive you, friend, go home. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't be sitting on your seat and saying, the Lord saved me, but I ain't got enough faith to do what He told me to do. And I'm praying, if God saved you, put your light on the candlestick that all in the house can see how great things Jesus has done for you. And if He saved you, He's done great things for you. He gave you eternal life. How much greater thing could you have than eternal life? And this life is in His Son. And His Son is on the right hand. The grace of God that bringeth salvation, He said, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, right here in His present world, ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Bless the Lord today.